Good evening. It's Thursday. Thanks for joining us in the living room. Brother Freedom's here and several of us have gathered. Thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. Thank you for how you've taken care of us and many thousands of people out there, probably millions of your people out there that you take care of and we don't even know all the wonderful things that you do to protect us. Thank you for how you send your angels all around us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. Thank you for touching our listener in a special way. And Lord, for our people that are in countries where the English accent is a little bit different than we have here in the United States, we pray that you will help us, Lord, that they can understand our accent and that the word will come through to them, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Micah is going to read some scripture for us.
This is 1 Peter chapter 5. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God, wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you. And so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for the reading of your word. Pray that you'll bless this word tonight. Bless the hearers. Bless those that need a touch from heaven. Father, we're all needy people. And Father, we need for those needs tonight, whatever they are. Financial, we pray for the finances. If it's a spiritual touch, we pray for the spiritual. Their body needs the healing touch from heaven, we pray for healing. Whatever the need is, Father, we just pray this night. Touch the people that hear this right now. Bring healing in their lives. Somehow, touch them in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you this night. We thank you for Jesus that made this all possible. Through his mighty giving himself, that we all could have a eternal home. We could have a hope that's steadfast and sure. It's for us this day. We thank you for that blessing. Your blessings make rich and we add no sorrow. I thank you, Father, for all you've done. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. It starts out about the elders which are among you, I exhort. And the Lord was talking to me today just about this. The Lord was just letting me see how the churches are not really where you wish for them to be, because we have to all be truthful. The churches have each one is sort of different bylaws, they call it, but they've all been written out and they've all exercised the same programs. It's like I take it's a silver slipper. It's a new extra for people like myself that needs extra exercise. But one thing they say, any place, it's so designed, any place over the United States, if you go into any, you're all going to have the same basic, and that's what we are. Baptist churches have, I'm saying this just talking as when I'm get this in your mind, but that's the way it is. Christian church, they were strong in areas. Baptist church is strong in areas. And the Pentecostals, the Assemblies of God, and the Church of Gods, and there goes down to Nazarenes all the way through to there's so many different followers of the Lord. And in their heart, each one of them thinks they're exactly right. They think it's so right that the people they work with, they've got a certain way you do it, and it's all done basically through a pastor, through his appropriation to Sunday school teachers and the few board members, which do the business of the church. And this is the way it's all set up. But I just want to get across tonight that the Lord was speaking to me today about this whole situation. A lot of people, they can't speak to the Lord direct. I mean, it's way distant. I'm bringing these things up. In the American Legion and the VFW, they all have people that pray. They pray that prayer sounds so good, but he's not even a saved person. It's just a formula. A lot of people do. And the Lord's been telling my heart that that's what's wrong with everything's just a formula. It's not really it's just all in a plan. It's like you got masses. It's like if you build a machine with all mechanical features, is what the church is. They've got machines now that can actually build engines and all the things because it's done through a mechanical setup. You do this, this machine assembles the engine, this machine arms the stuff, it assembles the body, whatever goes with it, tires or tracks or whatever. It's done with mechanical. Actually, nobody even touches it. And churches are so that same way. It's all about God, but it's not really His. It's somebody's formula that they think that this is what's right for the Lord. But there's a lot difference in a formula and then being with God. He wants a relationship. A relationship don't come into a plan, humanistic basis. It comes into a form. It's not in the Spirit of God. And the Bible plainly says, I believe this Bible is the Word of God. I truly believe if we'll study this Word, and if God give me a step follow, I feel the Spirit of God so hard and heavy here. But years ago, He told me to eat the Word. And when I ate it, I just read it real fast. A couple of months, it was coming out of my, it's just like it was, I was on fire and inside. It's hard to understand. We as God's people, when we read this Bible through, we want to get all understanding. You're not going to understand it. This is going to take the Spirit with an exercise of reading it. It's going to start changing you. It's not the same book you take out of the drugstore. It's not the same book you find in the department stores or the bookstores, all these things. This is the real life-changing book. It's a life-changing book. And we start off in a low way. We just start just reading it. And we all have to read it, basically. The other way, most people, I don't mean to be hurting people's feelings, but I truly believe that many are just practicing what they hear. You're not really, it's not personal. And when it's not a personal, the whole endeavor is so distant from God. The Lord's been speaking to me, it's getting more and more all the time. It's getting farther from Him. It's more mechanical. And mechanical is when you do it in your own thinking. See, God is a Spirit. We must worship Him how? In spirit and truth. It's in that last hour, we must worship Him in spirit and truth. Well, the Spirit has come out in the way back in the New Testament there, the church, the Holy Spirit fell, and great things happened. But it wasn't long. You basically, the church has got like to be an extinct of nothing. Went over that for the Dark Ages for many years. And here around the 1800s, and then back in the 1600s, 1700s, we've known little people, the Quakers, and some of these people would start learning a little about the Word. It says, study shows that self-approved unto God at work, and that neither not be ashamed, right, and dividing the Word of truth. That's where we all start out. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong in people getting people, but we should keep them into a place where they can grow. When you something don't grow, it grows stagnant. It's just, it finally dies. We have to have our heart engaged to the Lord. God is simply wants us as a simple coming to Him. All ye that labor and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. It's coming to Him. But many of the churches, they've got platforms, they've got all these things. It happened to me even in Pentecostal churches. I don't know why it happened so much, but I'd start to do something. The pastor said, you can't do that. And so I said, okay. And the Lord come to me and says, who are you going to listen to? And so with that, this has got really big now because I know he's been right all the way through. People are so afraid of losing their people. It's not their people. The leaders, it's not their church. It's God's church. What's going to happen if we deliberately go away in the way it's going? Hell's going to be full. That's all I'll tell you. Men are going to miss. It's terrible. Even the law says ignorance is no excuse. We say, well, I didn't know it was a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit. Traffic officer says, well, you better be watching because it's a 20 or 15 or you got a ticket. There's no excuse for disobeying the law. The same way with God. The Lord said this is true. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This truth gets into our innermost being. And I truly believe if I had a Bible by myself and could read, I'd be saved very shortly. Nobody helped me. It says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'd say, boy, I need to follow this up. And I've searched this word over and over and over. There's so many promises. There's so many blessings. There's just thousands and thousands of great things that people overlook. They're in the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're all over. God has fashioned us with great promises. He's given us the luxury of great things. But we've went in our old, willful way. You know what happens? We're proud. Pride will take down us to a place that we can't. We get so proud of ourselves that we don't, that proud is what Satan, happens to Satan. And Satan just looks up there and just laughs at you. You can see how he just has a great day. If you can get you upset, he's got a great day. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Why did God say the joy of the Lord is your strength? Because it is. I've lived through it because I had a stroke and I had a bad stroke. But I was happy. The joy of the Lord is something special. You're joyful all the time. Don't make any difference. If you don't have your own way, you're still happy. That's why some people are sad because they're not where they should be with God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy. Great peace. Have they loved my law? Peace is contentment. Peace is glorious. When I'm bringing out all these things that come out of this word, will change your life. If it's just you sitting out here in a rock on an island, the glory could be upon you. The victory could be there. It's mighty. And it just disturbs me when I see people don't really care. We think we got it made. And you say, what do you know the Lord? Well, I go to this church. Oh, I said, okay. What church you go to? Well, this church. Don't say nothing more to me because I'm okay. But you read that they don't have no peace. They don't have no inner. The glory should be upon you. God's people have glory. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's strength. There's a visitation from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Oh, Kamashita, he's there with you. Praise be to God. He's real. He's faithful. Oh, he's so mighty. He's so glorious. He's wonderful. Oh, our glory, he is glorious. But we take it so lightly. This Bible is for our betterment. Now, there's going to be some things here that's going to cut you open. But God's going to come down and heal you. And while you're cut open, he's going to remove some bad things. Move in your heart. When you all sewed back up with righteousness, you'll be so much better. You'll start walking in victory. You know that victory is something mighty. Victory is victory in the Lord. He is something that satisfies us to the depth that we can walk in victory in his strength. And then the joy of the Lord comes on us. Oh, the mighty joy of God's Spirit comes upon us and electrifies us, the glory. You know, 30 years ago, I never had a bad day. I'd go to the worst job there was. I'd had a good day. Years and long time. When I stayed what God wanted me to be, I had good days. God didn't want me to go to work for myself. I worked for myself, I lost it. It hurt me. People can get you in a place where it hurts you spiritually. And that's where I don't care where anybody is. You've got to keep out of that. Each one is survivors.
But we got to survive by doing the will of God. And this cannot be done by some people telling you what to do. My sheep know my voice. They come up my call. And a stranger they do not know. Greater is he that's in you. He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. For I have not given the spirit of fear, but of joy, love, and sound mind. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. God's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And that comes if we practice to do the will of God. Now, I don't think that we are actually to what we might say, we do have to practice because we're human beings. We had to practice, learn to walk. And well, after we learn to walk, then if we have a troubles and we find ourselves having to do it over again. That's the way life is. Tonight might be a real low key, but it'll keep you in line with heaven if you follow it. It talks about the elders of the church. What is an elder? That's what the Lord asked. An elder is someone that knows, God's elder, that knows the word enough to teach others about it. And they're not going to take that person from the Lord, but they're going to bring him into the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? See, if I'm very selfish, I'll say, well, you here tonight, I don't want you to go too far because I'm going to lose you. No, I am nothing. I can't have that kind of thinking. God won't allow it. I bring you to him. And God can handle you. And if I don't straighten up, he'll handle me too. Or I'll have a little different way. I'll get a paddling. See, we need discipline in the church of God. I'm talking about the church of God. We need discipline. We need the mighty hand of God upon us at all times. How do we keep it? We keep it by seeking for him. So seek you the Lord out of strength, seek his face forevermore. Seek you, Lord, and while he may be found, call upon him who is nearer. Why is nearer? We have to seek God. I learned it as a young lad. Right up to this day, I have to keep seeking him. That's one thing that, you know, people I've heard say, oh, well, you don't have to. No, you do. Boy, where you're going to be left out is what you're going to be left out. Because the Bible plainly says if we seek him, he'll surely find him. He expects us to want him. He don't make us to do what he wants us. We have to ask for it. We got to seek. Even though Jesus paid in full, it's a seeking on our behalf day by day. I want more. I want to do the will of God. That you might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing. Being fruitful. That's the word of God. In every good work. Increasing. With all knowledge, strength, all these things increasing. As I'm receiving. 30 years ago, I told the Lord, I said, I'll go to Bible school. And the Lord said, no, you don't. I want to go to Bible school. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, what do you know? I said, I've only went to church my life and I've worked. What do you know? I said, well, just a little about you and Caterpillar. That's what I know. He said, well, I'll teach you that. See, God is interested, right? There's nobody else he'd have done like that. It was because of me. All these things came, miracles on, it wasn't for the cat. God didn't care a bit about it. But he knew today, Kamashira Makoba, Kamashira, he is perfect. Nothing would have touched me. Like that young lad there, he would beat computers. God speak because you know it. Jennifer, he'd move upon you in a different way. That's the way the Spirit of God is. He's there to want you to look good. Boy, I feel the good. God said it's okay what I'm doing tonight. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I thank you. Glory. Just being the will of God is nothing, no substitute for the Spirit of God. He's mighty. He's glorious. He's available to every that will seek him, to those that will dare want him. I like to use this scripture because I've said it a bunch of times, but it's so practical. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Show himself strong on behalf whose hearts is what? Made perfect toward him. Real simple. His eyes are looking for this to happen. And those that happen, he's going to make them strong on their behalf. Very simple. I can give you more scriptures all. Humble yourself the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant. That means put your whole mind, your whole being into what you desire. It's not just a light thing. It's mighty. What is the most important thing that we men can possess, women, is having possessing God. You'll have a greater life, a longer life expectancy, and fewer troubles. And you know where you're headed. There's no question. You know, some young whippersnapper come, or old whippersnapper comes and say, this is this about you. Lord says, that's not true. Then you've got someone in your corner. He's greater when you need that backup. Every step that you make in life, you need some direction. Direction can come from a seminary. It comes from the Spirit of God. I see now that why God, Lord, got me to get out of Bible school. Because I'd have been that same, I would have been there. I wouldn't have had what I got there. Glory. And I don't have nothing in the world's eyes, but I got everything in God's eyes. See, that's where it's at. I don't have nothing worldly. It's all godly. But I don't need nothing. He's my rock. He's my salvation. He's my peace. Great joy. Great peace have they to love God. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And this is for everybody. It's for all. God has not favors. He loves every one of you out there in China, England, Australia. He loves you just as much as he does Brother Freedom. He's going to work mighty upon you. He'll give you strength where you are to become an overcomer. And if you've got a Bible there by yourself, you can get where you should be with God. God will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. He'll fill you. He'll settle your heart. You'll feel the joy of the Lord if it's just you and him. So long we've brought people down to corridors that don't lead them no place. We've talked down roads that had no end anymore. We took them down roads that cliffs on the side and they fell off. Quicksands in the road. Horrible things. God never fails, not one time. This word is his. It's not us. It's his word. You bind me, my words bind you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. That's real simple. And I'll what? I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Boy, that's what I need. All these, what God does, I'm very interested. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. His namesake. Oh, you know, I know my boss is greater than General Motors, greater than Caterpillar, greater than Komatsu. He's great, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory is it. He's everything. He's mighty. These airplane companies, he's bigger than them. He's bigger than any one speck of him bounce out for the whole world. And when he tells you something, you can just, it's going to happen like he says. And there's no other intellect upon this world can give you that advice only as God can give it to you. He never fails. He's always on time. And he loves me so much. Oh, I tell you, it's much. I love you. Oh, if you can feel out there what I feel tonight. The glory of God is glory beyond imagination. It's for your strength. It's for your peace. God will settle you, strengthen you. He loves you so much. He wants you to survive in life. He wants you to live in his glory. He wants to be able to answer your prayers. If you'll seek him this night, he will answer your prayers. He'll bring you into a place that you're going to find great joys, great peace. You'll have a strength, inner strength in your being, of being led by the Spirit of God. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. For the foolish unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned, it takes the discernment. See, that's one of the gifts. And that's why the church has been plagued with troubles, because they have no gift of discernment. The discernment lets you know what is good or evil. Like Eve, she was the apple, got her messed up. The discernment would let her know even that she shouldn't touch that apple. She should have left that apple alone. But she didn't have the discernment. Satan had come to her and said, oh, it's okay. Just eat, take that apple. It's okay. Don't you know that God's going to... You know, God knows that you're going to... No, Satan lied. But he lies to everybody. He lets you think that you're going to be successful. He lets you know that you go to like Hollywood and you go down and you have your life will be ruined in Hollywood. Things in this world are traps for mankind to lose out with God. What a profit man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul. There's no exchange only through God the Father. That sacrifice that Jesus gave when he hung on that cruel cross, that we as God's people can live, be set free, mighty in Him. In ourselves, we disappoint the Lord many times. And when we disappoint Him is where we affect others. It's serious business out here when you work with human beings. And if you haven't got the right answer, you should not be even, because that soul is very precious in the eyes of the Lord. That soul, every soul that's alive, is going to live through eternity. Every soul. Every soul. Nothing exempt. But God directs where that soul goes. You're playing Russian roulette. Remember how they do that? Put a bolt in the chamber and put it on your head and see if it goes off. It's Russian roulette. That's what people are doing. You can't get out here and toy with people. Your church is like you are. You're at the hand and mercy of God. You need to be careful because you got lies. And you're telling people, it's real common, everything's going to be peachy. You don't really have to do anything. It's already been done. Well, there's more than that to it, I'll guarantee you. First of all, we got to seek God. If we don't seek Him, we're going to miss it. You need to have a first, number one encounter with Him. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's seeking. And Israel was God's apple of His eye. But Israel, none went into the promised land. And then after that, even from then on to the time of Jesus Christ, there was troubles. The problem was, they didn't want to get close to the Lord. They wanted to worship the Lord way off. And even have false gods and all that. That's not right. We got to worship Him in our spirit. God wants a special relationship. All you out there in the world tonight, you need a special relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I know it's right. He is right. And you pastors out there, you need to straighten up and let this happen. Help this to happen. Because the time is coming through shortly when there's not going to be time no more. It's just about the 25th chapter of Matthew. It talks about the foolish virgin and the wise virgin. We're at that point. When this time comes, we're not going to be able to undo. But right now, while we've got time, we should seek God. We should move His way. Lay aside all the weights of sin that's so easy to set us. Let's run that race with patience. Let us lay aside all the weights. When we don't have inspired Word of God, there are weights and hindrances. Our mind is on the things of this world. The Bible says we're not to love this world. Anytime we separate ourselves from this Word of God, we automatically come into the way of the world. It says, love not the world, neither things of the world. Amen. Love of the world, the love of the Father is not in Him. The love of the Father. Just because Jesus died for us, we're not going to get by the Father. He is right. He gave His Son. He gave that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If we don't go that way through salvation, and that salvation comes to a condition with God the Father, God the Son, our condition is we grow into a connection. My sheep know my voice. Most people don't even know it. I was talking to a fellow today. I fear because I know what's going to happen. I spent a lot of nights, just me and the Lord, this last year. I didn't think I'd be here today. But this word is in a time. America is ripe, ripe unto harvest. And where are the saved people? There's a lot of people that are saved, they claim. But do you really know Jesus? Do you really know that one-to-one that you need to know? You need to have my sheep know my voice. They don't know. If the Lord speaks, they would not know Him. We have to do some growing. And that growing comes in searching for what we need. That searching is in God's. And God will touch you. God's very open. But you've got to desire Him. Jesus said it very plainly. Seek ye first His kingdom. First His kingdom. Then all these other things shall be added. That seeking of the first is where we should be. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. Seeking is for us. We made it too easy for people. I remember when all you gotta do is say I do, and that's like you do it in a marriage, but it's not that with God. Salvation is so powerful, so wonderful, that in an instant He can come in your heart, and your sins are forgiven, you're on the way to heaven. But that's just a starting point to grow to Him. And that day on, it's our responsibility to follow out for that distant voice you heard. Oh, I hear it. Oh, it's a, yeah, I'm not listening to things of the world. I'm looking for that. I'm more interested in coming to where I'm supposed to be. But many times, what happens, well, we don't need that. We'll just get over here. And the enemy, he has plays with you all the rest of your life. You have no prayer power. You have no power, and you're in trouble all the time. You're discouraged. God doesn't. He's happy. You don't have to be afraid. Revelation says the fearful shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The fearful. There's thousands of people this night. You're fearful. You need to be set free this night. You should come and seek God. And I'm going to pray that God will touch you this night. I pray, God. I pray for the mighty power of God all over the world that when this voice goes, that their lives will be changed. They'll search this day. They'll call. They'll be intent on doing the will of God. Intent on hearing from God. Intent on reading the Word of God. Not satisfied with nothing less, but being pleasing. That we might walk pleasing of the Lord, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Being fruitful. Not slothful. Being fruitful in every good work. And increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power and long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father. Who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life. God wants us to be directed from heaven. He wants us to be a vessel of praise. The Bible says, be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon Him. Casting all your cares, all over, casting all this night, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. If you'll cast your cares into Him tonight, in mean business, He's going to save you, He's going to fill you, you're going to have a personal relationship every day, and every day it's going to grow deeper and greater and more powerful. Every day you'll walk, it'll be a special time. God has time. I believe He hasn't come back yet. And we need to be ready. You need to be prepared. You need to seek Him this night. Get your hold of a good Bible and read that word over and over and over. Read it because it's your life. It's your strength. God is faithful and He wants you to be faithful also. Faithful searching for Him. God's people need to search for Him. They need to have intent in their heart. They want to follow the will of God. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us in the living room on this Thursday evening, and God bless you. Maybe you need to go back to the beginning of this message and listen again. It was very rich tonight. Amen.